First off, how was the hearing, and what exactly is going on over at the U.S. Trade Rep's office this week?
So what's happening at the U.S. Trade Representative's office? They're actually having 3 days of hearings on the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiation process. And so there's sectors from all across industry and business and other interested stakeholders regarding NAFTA that are testifying before the U.S. Trade Representative's staff at their offices here in Washington, D.C.
Okay, very good. And now, what was your general message about NAFTA when you testified?
So, on behalf of National Cattle and Beef Association, I was delivering a message that we strongly support NAFTA because of the great and huge markets it's created over the last 23 years with Canada and Mexico and the United States cattle and beef industry. So, I was giving information on the successes of that and how we don't want to be unintended collateral damage, so to speak, if during renegotiations and the modernization process of NAFTA that agriculture and specifically beef and cattle are included in some parameters. Because after all, right now we have zero tariffs and unfettered access for our products into Canada and Mexico, which are each more than $1 billion markets for us. And so we want to make sure that something doesn't come up to where politicians get involved and change those parameters and cause us harm.
Yeah, that's right. And I heard that one or two of your fellow panelists tried to use the renegotiation of NAFTA as an excuse to bring back government-mandated country of origin labeling, or COOL for short. Explain to us why bringing COOL back would be such a bad idea for the beef industry.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there were two other organizations that did bring country of origin labeling up, and I was happy to explain that COOL was the U.S. law for over 6 years, and it did fail to deliver on its promises to build consumer confidence and add value to our producers. And the end result was COOL resulted in a long battle with the World Trade Organization, with the United States facing the promise of more than $1 billion in retaliatory tariffs from Mexico and Canada unless COOL was repealed. So we want to make sure that COOL doesn't raise its ugly head back up again on a failed government-mandated program, and we get in a trade war with two of our biggest trading partners.